This is WMUK's Arts and More, our twice-weekly look at regional arts and cultural events. I'm Lorraine Caron. It takes about 500 volunteers each year to put on Kalamazoo's New Year's Fest. It starts with a band of tuba players tomorrow evening at 5:30 in Bronson Park and ends at midnight with a ball drop and fireworks. Dance, comedy, radio theater, juggling, and magic are all part of the event. And there's music, from a Russian choir to opera singer Susan B. Anthony, a Kiss tribute, and a band of four acoustic music veterans who call themselves the String Doctors.
Now there's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man that I want to be. What does he care if the world's in trouble? What does he care if this land ain't free? That old man river.
Joel Mabus is one quarter of the String Doctors.
So it's a quartet. Ray Camelay, Peter Knupfer, myself, Joel Mabus, and sometimes Frank Youngman, and usually Dave Rosen if he can make it. Everybody plays in other bands.
Right, right.
That's one of those things.
Yeah, so that begs the question, what sort of drove you guys to start up yet another configuration? Is it because you weren't getting to play enough of hot, swingy stuff?
Well, that's what, if you ask Peter, that's why he's in the band, because he gets to play the kind of music with us he doesn't get to play with a bluegrass band. Ray and me, we'd be playing music one way or another, but we, as our duo, with just the two instruments, it doesn't have a full band sound. So we thought, well, let's have if Peter's interested, let's pick up a bass player and let's get this show on the road, which we did about 2-3 years ago.
If you haven't heard the String Doctors yet, blame the economy, which has prevented them from producing a CD.
We have some stuff recorded very nicely on MP3s and YouTubes. We did an hour show for WKAR TV that's been shown all over the state. And that was a lot of fun. And it was live in the studio, but we got some really nice takes on that.
The String Doctors play tomorrow night at 6:45, 8:45, and 10:45 in downtown Kalamazoo's First Congregational Church as part of New Year's Fest. More information is at newyearsfest.com. You're listening to WMUK's Arts and More. Nancy Camden has our next report. It combines the history of Michigan women through diaries and letters and the contemporary woman who helps keep the past alive.
Sharon Carlson is director of the Archives and Regional History Collections at Western Michigan University.
This diary is about the size of a deck of cards. It was written in pencil.
This is a glimpse into one part of the archives, diaries and letters that reveal the lives of 19th and early 20th century Michigan women.
Sally Hayner Johnson, as she becomes in 1868. This is her diary.
Inside East Hall, the university's oldest building on campus, are carefully handled written documents available for carefully monitored research.
Sally is a woman in her 20s when she starts writing these diaries from 1862 to 1869. These are diary entries in the days leading up to Sally's marriage. She references Sid. He's getting a suit for the wedding on Monday, the 24th.
Monday, 24, February, 1868. Ma did not wash today. I made me a couple belts. Sid had to go to Constantine to attend his suit.
And then the date of her marriage.
Wednesday, 26 February 1868. Am going to Kalamazoo this afternoon. It commenced snowing after we started quite hard. We arrived at the Burdick House. Dark.
Obviously, Sid, her husband, was very vested in this and took her to what would be considered the nicest hotel in Kalamazoo, the Burdick House.
9 o'clock, we were married. I never dreaded anything so in my life. Married by a preacher.
The person who was her love interest, she ends up marrying his brother.
From the old diaries that you read, do you think this is like journaling?
We have some diarists, they are definitely using their diaries as a way of working out issues in their life, and I would put the Hayner diaries in that category. I would also put another set of diaries, the Mary Barney diaries, in that category. We have diaries, I will reference Nancy Adelia Delano. She is a resident of Cooper Township. I've never been able to determine that she marries. She's a seamstress. She lives first with her father, and then she lives with her brother. Most of her diaries are simply an account of the work that she's doing, and sometimes it's her work as a seamstress, and sometimes it's other chores that she's attending to on the farm. In her case, the backs of the diaries sometimes are also doubling as account books.
Material from the archives document the lives of women from varying economic classes, some rural and some from cities and towns in southwestern Michigan. In addition to diaries, the archives include women's club minutes and organization records and letters.
In the Carolyn Bartlett Crane collection, we have a number of letters she wrote prolifically and others wrote to her. And she was very much an advocate of suffrage or getting the vote for women. We have a couple of letters that are written by hand to Carolyn Bartlett Crane from Susan B. Anthony, including a letter that I will call it the most backhanded compliment that anybody could be given upon their marriage. I think it's around 1896, and Carolyn, as a professional woman, as a 38-year-old woman, has had the audacity to go and get married. And Susan B. Anthony scolds her throughout this letter, saying, "Well, I realized you were of an agitated mind. A woman who has too many irons in the fire, the house will suffer or the profession will suffer." And then in the final analysis, you know, she says, "Well, maybe you'll find more in him and maybe he'll find more in you. And, you know, congratulations."
When you read first-person documents, it's different from reading about them in a book. Do you feel a connection to the person whose letters and diaries you are reading?
Sometimes you feel as if you're experiencing the highs and lows of a person's life. I can imagine, you know, Sally carrying this diary, and it tells us about a very different way of life, but it also tells us a lot about commonalities, connections that we have with people that lived 100, 150 years ago.
Thursday, 27 February 1868, arose this morning and found it still snowing. The sun tries to shine a little by spells. We eat breakfast at about 8 o'clock, snowed hard all the way home. Sid went and took the horses and cutter back to town.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
More information about arts and cultural events in our region can be found at WMUK.org. I'm Lorraine Caron. Join us again Tuesday for Arts and More on WMUK Kalamazoo.